So, three-quarter time, leads 35 points. I'm beginning to believe. I think I'd teed up a couple of minutes beforehand for the first time, and sort of the enormity of Richmond 2017 Premier had hit me. But yeah, there was this sort of expectation and nervousness and joy all mixed together. It was quite the moment.
Yeah, I definitely had a few quiet little sort of sobs to myself at 3 minutes of time. But it was quite overwhelming and very, very strange because, like,
I thought
we won this game pretty much how we won all our other games. It was yet still weirdly completely unexpected. By the way, we had 17 inside 50s to 7 in the third quarter.
I believe it.
Plus 15 disposals. So, you know, safe to say we owned them. The scoreline reflected that.
I'm also struck by the here we are at three quarter time of our grand final podcast that I had at the very start of the season. You know, I was hoping, you know, we seemed to have traded well, that we'd be a more competitive team than we were last year. But part of me was also, well, you know, worst comes to worst and we have another terrible year and Dusty leaves. Well, at least we've got three first round draft picks then to start the rebuilding process. I would have had that as a far more likely scenario than the one that actually played out.
All right. On that auspicious note,
let's see what the last quarter's like. So the umpire has just put the ball to the ground. 1, 2, 3, go.
I do like that view.
Yeah, it is good. Even if they have to bring it back.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be sad if they get rid of it.
I'm completely against getting rid of the bounce. It makes life much harder for rucks.
Yeah.
Look, and if only one umpire can bounce it, well, only get that umpire to bounce it.
Yeah.
Not every umpire has to do it. Lovely umpire, really.
That was a moment.
Well, such a shame he didn't hit the kick.
I know.
It was very athletic by Butler what he did there, by the way. Loves a no-look hand pass, Butler, by the way. Did score in the game. I think you should really leave it for Dusty.
Man, what I said about Jack Graham not being a thoroughbred, yeah, like you see it in moments like that. He just doesn't quite have that instant explosion. So,
and he's a glide horse. You do see him when he hits contents sometimes. He's on tram tracks and he just kills people.
It's
just not who he is.
Nank. I love it when Nank does that. I
think he should have had a. He could have taken two more steps in and kicked for goal.
Mm. Oh, that would have been a moment. We're into the fourth quarter. Yeah, and I love Dean Rioli not hesitating about taking the ruck against Jacobs.
Grig against Jacobs is tragedy. Rioli against him is farce.
Yeah, 25 centimetres.
I mean, I'd just be insulted if I was Sam Jacobs. But,
So
many things at Richmond have changed the dominant paradigm. That this is... I've said this a bit. Football's going to change because of the Richmond Premiership. Mm. It always does. Great mark by Lambo.
Yeah. Okay. Concentration and courage.
This just in, Nick. I like Kane Lambert.
I know. Look. It's taken a while.
Oh, it's great. Oh, Jack.
Yeah, he's feeling really good.
But, you know, really caps off his grand final performance.
Yeah. And as much as the small forward line thing is fun and kind of cool, it is also pretty fun and kind of cool to be able to have your key forward lead out, take a big mark and go back and slot it as well.
But very traditional Jack, you know, just doesn't get a lift off anyone, just jumps and jump and acceleration. It's beautiful to see. And from memory, it is a beautiful kick. Yes, it is.
Yes. I was a little worried off his foot, actually. came around nicely. Yes.
That's off to the person who had the ultimate warrior face paint, by the way. And sort of acting quite a bit like the Ultimate Warrior 2.
If
you're going to reference an 80s professional wrestler with a cocaine problem, you know, you've got to go full way on.
The Ultimate Warrior would only be second to Randy Macho Man Savage for me.
I've seen some promos of him recently. He was a very, very weird dude.
Oh, Jack.
Boom. Next bounce. Nank. Clearing kick.
Again. Yep. Pressure. Commitment.
Crowd at the stage is pretty up and about.
Yeah. Profoundly so.
I do wonder what that Richmond player fan wearing a purple and pink t-shirt is doing. Considering black is a far more flattering colour.
Yep, Sloan getting buffeted. Out of his
depth, and crowd going nuts with the Cochin contest. Yeah,
Cochin going in hard. Dustin breaks free.
Yeah, that was not good by Shader because it was so obvious when he was going
sold him into it, yeah.
Yeah, he needed to
and it's and it's the only way they get a free disposal, and even then, sold him completely into it, and you know, Walker not a popular man at this point.
And Ultimate Warrior in the background again.
This is, you know, sort of 35% shot for goal at best.
Oh, yeah, at best. By the way, hats off to Ultimate Warrior, who managed to abuse Tex while taking a selfie. Oh, photo, sorry.
Another Tiger's mother.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty crappy forward entry, all things considered. Yeah. We're playing Cochin, lower and harder. Which is really the theme song.
Has become his genre.
Exactly. Yeah, that is the Trent Cochin, the 2017 Trent Cochin.
39 points. So close. So close.
I like this kick by Broad. Such a shame.
Yeah, that would have been two awesome marks and a quarter if Rioli had stuck down. That was just a little bit of the... this is why Sean Grigg cops more abuse than he should on the kick.
Yeah. There was that thing about how he rates him amongst all players earlier in the year, but he is now Premiership Ruckman.
Premiership John Grigg, player, so, Sean Grigg.
Yeah, we'll not hear about
that. So I'm sure he doesn't care very much.
Yeah, and we have defended him many, many times on the podcast, so, you know, I think we're allowed to bag him a little bit.
Yeah. Again, Townsend, competitive.
Yeah, but he didn't go to the crossbar, should have gone for the mark. We're out here. Rioli goes for the Shepherd, because that's what Rioli does.
Second bounce, just to make us nervous.
So we're home here.
Yeah, we are home. Yeah. He has... I think they realize it.
I love those punt road scenes. I love that Benny still looks nervous and anxious.
Yeah.
Actually, I really relate. By the way, Nick, there's something I wanted to come to. So, our childhood two favourite players, at least mine were, Benny and Richo.
Yeah.
And, they're both involved in our first premiership. Like, it's pretty special that, you know, Benny was the CEO of the club. How often does, you know, you know one of your childhood favourites wind up being crucial after retirement in winning a premiership? Mm.
It's clearly getting to him. I enjoyed that Wayne Campbell was there and was in their rooms afterwards as well.
Good, because he had a part in building this team. You know, he was in the administration relatively recently in the Hardwick era. I wouldn't mind getting Wayne back, actually, in some sort of role.
Seems like a pretty good guy.
Yeah, we're going to lose players at some stage. We might lose Benny or someone like that. I do like that.
Kind of about CEO, but sort of maybe a direct, like he's sort of director of football type position with I thought this 50 was a bit soft as well.
Yeah, so did I. I think he actually, Dan Richardson was appointed ahead of Wayne Campbell, and that was quite an issue of contention with him.
That was quite, yeah, quite.
Anyway, not dwelling on the negatives, like the Crows goal, which we've just pretended didn't exist.
Yeah, well, and maybe Wayne Campbell was our man on the inside on the giving up first and third round bad draft picks for Delidio.
Yeah, it could be, it could be. Long may they. And, you know, we've made an expansion error team work. And, you know, GWS can't annoy me now because they didn't stand between us and our premiership.
No. No, look, it will still annoy me if they beat us in a grand final
next year.
But, yeah, the pain that the alternative was... That was butter soft. I thought so at the time.
So while national anthem hero Tex Walker takes his shot, just want to, like, how do you feel about the fact that we're not playing for 6 months? Or 5 months.
Well, I do feel like I've got a fair bit to catch up on. Like, I wouldn't, you know, I thought I might just to pass the time, particularly before the. The Ashes start and...
Tech shot goes through.
Yeah. I'm a little sad about... I'm very excited about Ben Simmons and a bit disappointed about Dante Exum getting injured today. But, I thought I might go back and, just watch a few of the VFL finals, watch the rest of the Jack Dyer speeches, and then sort of mosey my way through the season. Like, I just want to... Just want to marinate in the whole feeling of it some more.
But the thing is, this is the first time I've had a season that didn't end with us being a loser. You know, normally with Richmond, you know, when you win, because when you win, you want to see next week and you're excited, and suddenly we kept winning, and now there's no more next week. It's like, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah,
like
wonderful, but strange. I was still a little bit nervous at this point.
Oh, really? Know, 30, yeah, and the fact
33 points, and they've just got another... forward 50 entry. Yeah. Although, once again, the Adelaide forward was trailing.
Mitch actually touched the ball then, which he was so shocked he got tackled and gave it up straight away.
Yeah.
Tony Jewell. So yeah. I got my picture taken with Bruce Monteith at the ground as well.
Yeah, nice. Hmm. Tony Jewell, I was thinking, oh, he must be old. He was only 37 when he was premiership coach.
Mm. He's just badly receding hair, even at that age.
Yeah, and that era of Richmond coaches that none of them got the chance to coach even into their middle age.
Yeah. So that's the Canada National Macintosh value.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack Graham running pretty hard and straight through that contest as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Not,
they're still playing very hard at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still. Oh, 32 Nick. Points. It's,
that was just not a good by the Crows player. I appreciate it was probably too late before he realised there was Nick coming straight at him. He tried to make the bump, but yeah, that was not going to end well for him.
No, this Richmond team is a lot more antisocial.
Yeah, which is because it's not Graham. A big team, but it just has a couple of. Art types on it.
Yeah, well, and it's intensely competitive.
It was a nice gather by Townsend.
Yeah, that was really good.
Really good.
Nice little Shepherd as well.
And actually, Prestia's kick was not bad then either.
It was good. Yeah, come on. Any time where, I don't know, Caddy held his ground, but any time where you end up with your foot on the other player's shoulder, you can't complain about the marking contest all that much.
No, that's true. I mean, in fairness, there is another angle where I'll stride behind that kick, and Caddy is nowhere near the drop of the ball. Like, that's where he positions himself.
Yeah, and look, I can see why he's upset, because he only had eyes for the ball.
So shocked that Caddy's body was where it was.
It just looks so clumsy.
the Crows got some soft frees, and Kelly didn't kick it either.
Yeah, and you've been beaten by 45 points. Yeah, the odd free kick here or there. Doesn't matter. You've had your ass kicked.
In fairness, probably in future, I prefer that Caddy actually stand and sit pretty close to the drop of the ball.
Yeah, true. But and it's also, you know, that he's what, 6 foot
Rance.
Two.
Of course, Rance takes
a Caddy's 6 foot two and Heidegger's 6'5", so... That he is so competitive in a marking contest. Oh, George. Ah!
One of the Georgie's custom almost moments.
At least four of them.
Actually, I much preferred his game at the ground, which is not to be forgotten. But you could see more of his defensive work. Yeah. It doesn't look so good on the replay.
Yeah. No, well, you notice the fumbles a bit more.
Yeah,
Blossie has a great game, but Tex is a bit hard a matchup for him. Yeah, not getting. Yes.
Take that. Shedder. Nice tackle. Getting back in defence.
Great game. Yeah, I don't. Shedder spent more time.
There's a lot of tie players there, if you look. Not much movement going on.
Yeah, not. Still in the balance. As well, 33 points. I mean, not seriously.
This is where he injures himself.
Yeah.
But that was so, because I reckon that happened before
that was, he got the kick. That was incredible that he got the ball out there.
Yeah, so I reckon when he kicked that, he was already injured. You're right.
Yeah, with a broken foot.
Yeah, I reckon he's done it around there. He's, because he doesn't break it at the last moment. So that was incredible by him. Of course, at this stage, you could see it was done, as you can see clearly on the TV screen. It's 11:15 to play, I was screaming, get him off, but, you know. I was still pretty nervous. When you're saying stuff like that, when you're worried about playing a man down. Mm-hmm. But actually, even while playing a man down, we set up a shot for goal.
I know, and it could have been a free kick to George as well. Although, he led low, so probably didn't save it.
Could have done better than Brenda. That was Grimes does, as he so often does, just enough. Just slows the play down a bit. Nice work.
Yes,
Lossie, as always.
Lossie, you know, hats off to the woman with the Brandon Ellis.
So it's a throw in with 10:35 to play.
Yeah, and Rioli's coming off. Yeah, I didn't really notice it because it was the other end of the ground for me, but yeah, I probably would have been okay.
Now that is a beautiful kick.
That is an incredible kick.
By Shedder. And not an easy mark by Towner.
Reading the fall of the ball against the $800,000 man as well.
Yeah, that's definitely a 8 out of 10 difficulty. By the way, he was abusing his teammate then.
Jacob Townsend, premiership winning centre-half forward.
Yep. We're all having a much needed breather at this point.
Yeah. Oh, I so wished he'd kicked this one.
Yeah. Well, both goals were like that, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a more gettable shot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would have been a pretty hard celebration and Bashan kicked in.
People.
And he would have looked even more smug at Punt Road the next day. But that is such a huge moment. So, like, it's one thing if Rioli gets the intercept mark, but when Townsend's getting it.
Yeah.
So, fantastic.
Premiership winning centre forward, Jacob Townsend.
Yep.
He's a centimetre taller than Royce Hart, just to show you how much bigger players are these days.
It's true. Royce Hart was a supreme athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking. Towner looked at the screen then for the clock, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yes!
Oh,
boy.
Yes!
And it, he has kicked incredibly straight for goal. I mean, like, yeah, and some of them have been hard shots. Oh. Yeah, long live the fairy dust.
Yeah. I love Towner. You know, I know he's I don't think he's got any other role where he can play on this team other than this one.
No, well, I remember when he got picked for the Fremantle game that he was saying about what a visionary coaching move it was. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just, I don't like him as a... Well, no. I'm not going to say anything bad about him. It was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want him. I love him. Yeah. You know, I love what a hard-headed guy he is. I hope he's playing round one next year. I like watching him play.
Yeah. If he's consistently a goal, if he can average 2.5, nice little bit of passage of play by K-Mark. Then, if he can average 2.5 shots a goal a game, yeah, he's very playable.
Yeah, well, you just, I don't, unless he takes his game to another level, which in fairness, he did actually get better at attacking play, so it's not impossible. I don't think he'll be a midfield rotation player. I don't think he can play the caddy role, but, you know.
No, which is funny, because he was very much recruited as an inside midfielder. I think I was sort of on the verge of tears at this point as well.
Yes. So, and in fairness, actually, he was brought into the team to replace Caddy playing the Trump role for a game. But, he's hardly ever in the midfield rotation in this game. No. I don't think he is at all. It was actually, in that shot there of the cheer squad, there was one guy not chanting. Like, how can you not chant at this moment?
Because you're in shock.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Benny and Peggy's default expression for a lot of it. Barmy knows. Barmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in the box for a few premierships. I love the stat of that this is the second time that Neil Barmes left Collingwood to go to another club and won a premiership in the first year.
Yeah, we should, whatever his contribution was, and it's impossible to know for sure.
Oh.
Yes!
Yeah, I think I was Benny in that moment too.
Yeah, I was, I was Dan Jackson. It was.
Yeah. Oh, the Ultimate Warrior's getting a lot of screen time. Oh, that isn't... Yeah, Dan Jackson getting some me time.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
And his brother, Butch.
Yeah.
What a pair. I love how... Hawthorn. Oh, Richo. Single time I've been in the pub watching that, the crowd was... Richo is even more beloved now amongst Richmond supporters.
It almost wasn't possible. Kane Lambert working harder than everybody else to get a mark again.
You think about logical, because we've now got 22 new heroes, but somehow the Richo status has increased.
Oh, that Benny with his son as well.
Yeah,
I wonder if he's any good at
football. I was like, Benny has a son. Excellent.
Yes. Yeah, and great family genes.
Yeah.
Oh, Dusty.
Dusty!
Oh, we would have ripped down the MCG if he'd kicked that one.
Yeah, no sense of occasion, as I said at the time. Hats off to Mick Malloy for not throwing his beer in the air as Dusty was
going on the up shot. For once in his life, Mick is without words.
Yeah. Yeah, much less look at me celebrating than, say, the Maguire does.
Yeah.
Or Jeff Kennett.
Oh, Dusty. Dusty.
Dusty! And Dusty does the jumper.
I didn't see him pull out the jumper live, but if I wasn't already crying, it would have made me cry.
Yeah, again,
I'm quite emotional, actually. Oh, and hats off to the dude with the Premiership Cup in the crown.
Yeah, that is actually some good preparation.
Oh,
Dusty's such a supreme player.
Too good.
So actually, this is a hard game to analyse because it's just a complete shellacking at this time. Yeah. You can't really say pointed matchups for winning because we're winning. Oh, Dusty. Love you, Dusty.
Yeah.
Because we're basically winning every single spot.
I know. Unfortunately, it's about 5 minutes of junk time now. Like, I think we would have loved yet another goal to finish it off. But
yeah, it's fair enough that I took off the...
Inevitable that you're going to get a bit of a moment of letdown after just dominating the whole game.
But also, you're tired and the pressure's been high all day. Yeah.
And we've won. Oh, my God, we've won.
I hope next year when we win, it's a really close one. That'd be exciting.
Oh, no. I want 15 goals.
Depends on what this game is, really.
I'll be nervous and stressed by then.
Nank. That's sort of the moment there, him taking Mark Rudd in front of the cheer squad.
Yeah. How did Nank go on AFL ratings? I would have thought pretty good.
I don't know. On champion data ratings, he was about 10th, but his problem was Jacobs was second.
Oh, yeah. Jacob's very good. But, yeah, Dink did some very good work dropping back in defence.
Yeah, but that's pretty much been the story of Nank's final series, actually. That he'll,
if not season.
Yeah, that his opponent gets plenty of it, but he does enough that you feel like, because you've won, that he's won the matchup.
Yeah, and you can see that. Like, he wins the ball in dangerous places. Well, then... disposals at either end of the ground. Like, if you're winning them out of a contest in forward 50, that's a big win. And those intercept marks in defence.
And he runs out games, so he often does some of his best moments late, so they stick with you.
Yeah, he's part of why we've been, well, really good second half, but particularly last quarter. Oh, look at that. Flags at three clubs.
Yeah. Very interesting, like the lessons learned from the Richmond experience. Well, clearly, for starters, Hawthorn aren't doing that at all because they've hired the president.
Who has openly waged war with the senior coach and who's instantly comes in and flags the need for a coaching transition. Which I do get that he's been the coach for a long time, but yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd have to get torture P with bamboo shoots to get her to say anything about, talking about coaching transition in the...
Exactly. Why? Because that just becomes the story. You know, they have... So going into the next draft, if you add up clubs' draft picks by the value of those picks. Hawthorn have the second...
Lovely gather by Shedder, then.
Oh, he's had a great... Dusty. Hawthorn's got the second worst... if he'd kicked that. Which he nearly did. Second worst stock of draft picks. Worst sixth. Sixth best. It could well not be a rapid turnaround. So you've sort of set yourself up for months of controversy because you need something to talk about, and the coaching transition's an easy story.
Yeah, and Carlton have sacked their CEO, hilariously.
Yeah. As was widely anticipated to happen. being the paradigm of stability is just...
Frankly, I'd be quite happy if all the coaches decide not to sack their head coach for a while, because that means our assistants won't be poached.
Yeah, that's true.
There was only one head coach.
It's hard to see Leppert going everywhere after.
I think Leppert needs multiple premierships and he'd get a second chance.
Yeah.
But I think Blake's the obvious one.
Yeah, Keller. There was a Sportsbet briefly had him as the favourite for the Gold Coast job, although they seemed pretty locked in to Stuart Dew.
Yeah.
Grimes has done a very nice job of ensuring that the ball goes out of bounds without being called for it.
2:19 to play, by the way, and ball about to be thrown back in. Yeah, so anyway, let's focus a bit on the game. But I'm very pleased if copying the Richmond way doesn't mean stealing Richmond assistant coaches, I'm pretty happy with that.
All players.
Yeah, we're going to lose. No, we'll probably lose no one out of the premiership team.
Richard. It's a big moment. It's
pretty much we both probably looked at that moment too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Dusty. Oh, Dusty. Nice tap on. Oh.
Taylor getting one last bit of physical pain inflicted on the cross.
Just want to hurt someone. Yeah, so the game's 48 points at the 28-minute mark, and still cracking in. Oh, Dave Asprey.
Yeah. Oh, I love this bit. Cochin taking the mark and getting acknowledged by the supporters all going up.
Yes, you can see the crowd coming nuts. Oh, I love it.
Oh. Dimmer and Brando.
Yeah. Oh, so many hugs.
Yep. 2018 Brando minimalist Jack Graham.
All Australian 2019.
Hooley getting the love. And credit to the Crows fans. You can see them all stayed.
Yeah. Yeah, there's still big bands of red. Because nothing about watching the other team celebrate is all that much fun.
No. And, you know, this was not a good game if you're a Crows fan. They were just suffocated.
Mm. Yeah, like 1982 has hurt for a long time.
Mm.
You know, and it's... Yeah, it's been 20 years since the last Crows Premiership as well.
Right. Yeah, actually, that was one thing I liked about it. There was two teams that, you know, you can make a case that they're both long-suffering, obviously. No one's as long-suffering as us, but, you know, everything's relative.
Well, Melbourne. Oh, they'd lost a couple of grand finals, but yeah.
That was probably touched.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. By Cochin, still marking the manning the mark very well. 5 seconds to play. It's about to happen.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah!
that was it. That was a good bit of camera work to be focusing on Dusty.
That's the end. Unfortunately, he ran in the direction of the camera.
Yeah. found John Gregg straight away as well. I love this team.
Oh, no. They're so lovable. By the way, Nathan Broad had the last kick of the 2018 Grand Final.
Premiership player, Nathan Broad.
Yeah. Premiership hero. 8 contested possessions.
I know.
Consoling texts are equal as 2 giants of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, great. Song's going nuts. Oh, and and I think you can't quite see it, but you've got the rest of the teams come sprinting across the oval here.
Todd Elton timed the shine in a second, just to get on camera multiple times.
Oh, and Dimmer as well. Oh, Jack. Oh, here we are. He was clearly the most emotional player.
Emotional than after the GWS game, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, his moment of emotion after the GWS game was...
One of my favourites. Oh. This is, I mean, relative to how you seem normally, this is, I think Dusty was the one, there's a bit of Toddy Elton magic. Relative to how he is normally, I think Dusty was the most exuberant celebrator.
Mm. Yeah. And Dave Asprey was having quite the moment then as well.
Mm. Sammy Lloyd.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'd be quite happy if we kept Lloyd and Miles, or at least one of them.
Yeah, one. Certainly one of them.
Well, you know I'm an Anthony Miles fanboy.
Tough moment to interview, guys.
Yep, but Cochin, as always, very professional. Yeah, really. Answering problems respectfully. So. Yeah. As he does.
Yeah. Hmm. Didn't recognize his sister coach. Oh, Conker. Oh, Jack. Jack.
I did feel a bit for Conker. He's had a tough career with injuries. Oh, Jack. It's a Richo's
Two people have really deserved it.
I really hope they go to barbecues occasionally to each other's house.
Yeah, I think so. Does Jack have kids yet? No, he doesn't. He's married. Yeah. Doesn't have kids. They should have kids together so that they could encourage, you know, even more Richmond players to have kids. Well,
future Tasmanian descended.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, Toddy Elton, make the obvious Toddy joke Elton's about whether or not they're related, but they're from different parts of the island. But
yeah. Oh, you can still make the joke. Well, you can, but, you know, I could. Neil Baum. Sort of relatively under control because he's been there, done that.
Yeah. 5, 6. I don't know how many premierships he's been involved with. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Oh, look. He must enjoy not having broken knuckles after his premierships these days.
Yeah, very much so. Oh, look, so we might call it quids there, but yeah. I think we're what, into the fourth rendition of the song by this stage, and yeah, very emotional. Yeah,
I was sort of wanting quiet time. Dimmer going to the punt road end.
Yeah, very much so. Oh, look, so, yeah.
So what shows we got coming up? We'll do one.
Do you want to do one about sometime in the next week on the trade period?
Yep, we'll see, depending on how it goes for us. If not, we'll do one post-draft.
You've already heard me at the pub last week. I don't think it's out of the question that we'll at least nibble at some action. And, yeah, there's rumours that some of our fringe guys have, there's some interest from other clubs. So see how that plays out.
I've had four different rumours for clubs that are interested in Anthony Miles.
Hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you if you're his agent and he's out of contract, you can see. Yeah.
He's too good to be playing VFL.
Yeah, I mean, he's too good. Too good to be playing. He's 26. Like, yeah, you can see him. You can see the argument for finding. And Sam Lloyd's 28. Like, it really hurts our depth to lose both of them. But yeah, it's also tough to ask a guy to play their whole career in the VFL.
On the other hand,
when they're AFL standard,
we're probably not going to have another Dimmer and Benny. We're probably not going to have another such a good run with injuries. Like, Miles was our backup midfielder all year, and we don't have one. If he goes. I guess Jack Graham steps into that role, but, you know, we'll need to draft one.
And he's, you know, as was said on the show, he's not without injury risk.
I hope we keep going after the VFL players, by the way. They've turned out very well for us.
Oh, yeah. Get certainly draft another one of those for depth. All right, and but depth in key position wouldn't hurt either. But that's another topic for another show.
By the way, just for Dusty hug Peggy there. Dusty sends Peggy a text before every game.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice.
They're close because of, you might recall that incident. Dusty in a Chinese restaurant and Peggy stuck by him and Dusty hasn't forgotten that.
Oh. Nice. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did, because I deeply enjoyed it.
I'm Andy.
I'm Nick. We're Richmond Tiger Talk.
And perhaps, you know, the world's greatest sporting precinct right in the shadows of one of the world's greatest cities.
I used to love the roar of the crowd.
Magnificent mark taken by Walcott there.
A kick is going to the tie. He gets inside, well inside. And anywhere that you can see a speaking ring. The skin can't stand you not.
Oh, Cochin, just a little bit of genius.